is not two squares alike. They're all different colors, solid colors like the tulip. And I get a lot of comments on this one. Everybody that I show it to likes it. I've made two of these, and I set it together with those little strips, which I think adds two. One is the pink, solid pink, kind of a medium pink, and then the little pink and gold flowers, and set each square together with it all over like. And it has many different colors in it. There's the red, orange, and this blue, every color. I just tried to pick out real good colors, the colors of tulips. And I like this. This is one of my favorites myself. I like it very much. And I have material now to do another one of these I want to do. I'll make them real large. In piecing them, I'll place them on the bed. I have a queen-sized bed that I place them on. And they hang off a good bit at the foot on each side. And if you make a bolster if you want to, tuck it in under the pillows. It's large enough for that. And I want to make another one real large to almost lay on the floor. Seems like I like them. The larger they are, the prettier they are to me. Of course, there's not that much. There's a lot more work in them like that. And it almost takes two bats of polyester batting to make one. And then most of the time, whatever color the lining is, I use the same color of thread, except on this one, I set it together with the off-white, and I thought the lining of being kind of a rose red, to use that color of thread would show too much on the white, and so I just decided to use the white thread on it, and I probably did, because it looks better from looking at it from the top.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the colors you've used on here?
I use pink, red, different shades of red, different shades of pink, oranges, tan, blues, just any color that, even purple, light pink, dark pink, different shades of blue, peach, every color that the colors off tulips, so they'd look real.
Mm-hmm. Kind of vegetable that comes in large leafy heads. If you have some very large ones, you might say, those blank are very big.
It's cabbage.
Mm-hmm. What are some leafy vegetables that come in heads? I like the
lettuce and the cabbage.
And speaking about the size, you'd say these
cabbage are large.
Mm-hmm. When you want to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you say you have to
shell the beans.
What different kinds of beans do you have? If you don't eat the pods and all, you have to
shell them. Different green beans and snap beans, and ones you shell.
All right. The large yellowish flat beans, the seeds, not the pods. The kind of large flat beans that you don't eat in the pod. Any other names? What kind of beans?
Kidney beans.
What else? Large yellowish flat beans.
Butter beans. That's.
The kind of beans you eat pod and all.